So how to picture these multiple universes? I mean, not just the idea of another Earth with another version of you and me, but on the biggest, grandest cosmic scale. That's where artists come in. Charles Jenks is an American living in Scotland. I met him about 30 years ago when he'd first become well-known as a critic and writer for popularizing the term postmodern to describe new styles of architecture and art. Since then, he's created a massive installation piece called The Croic Multiverse, deep in the Scottish countryside. His work of landscape art feels both ancient and modern. It's like Stonehenge meets M.C. Escher. Anna Magnusson got a tour from the creator.
Picture this place. Midsummer's day. A vast, pale sky, a hearty breeze, scudding clouds. And nestled between the familiar fields and farmlands, a stranger landscape. Gleaming green mounds, crowned with rocks. A high, bare ridge sweeping down to meet circles and corridors of standing stones that crisscross the land like jaggy grey teeth. This is a created landscape within a landscape. Charles Jenks has taken 55 acres of wasteland from a disused open-cast mine and transformed it into a symbolic universe. Charles and I started with a windy climb.
We're going now up Andromeda Galaxy. We're walking on a little path with rocks to one side. All the rocks are red sandstone that we found on the site, and they're beautiful rocks in themselves. They have these layers that make look like works of art, like what the Chinese called moonstones, where they see the moon and the rocks and the landscape in the stone. And they're getting smaller and smaller as we walk higher and higher and higher.
Sassine Pas, Stonehenge, this is a cosmos distilled to elemental rock and stone, depicting that interstellar collision 4 billion years away, a chaos of realignment unimaginable.
Rab Wilson is a local poet. He wrote Multiverse in honour of Charles's creation and read it at the opening on Midsummer's Day.
Well, I was born 10 miles from here in New Cumnock. I lived in Sanker for 20-odd years. And, you know, I've never really left the area. This landscape and this part of the world has been, you know, been my inspiration all my days.
You were in the mining industry, and this area of the multiverse used to be an open-cast mine. As a poet, what connections does that make in your head?
This area was decimated economically post the miner strike, and it has been a slow death by strangulation for almost 30 years. And perhaps these are the first green shoots that we've really seen. Writing about this seems very, very fitting. You know, this ground was worked by the miners. So, in a way, perhaps this is a fitting memorial.
I'd been talking to scientists and working with them, and the new theory is our universe is one of several and the most beautifully balanced of all universes, because it produces life and it produces consciousness and it's so sensitive that we have to explain why it's so beautifully balanced. You see, it's really counterintuitive that we find ourselves in almost perfect universe. And the only way we can explain that scientifically is to say, well, there must be other universes which are not well balanced. It's as if God fine-tuned our universe and took 30 parameters and got them exactly balanced to 1 to the 50th power. In other words, too much of a miracle. You've got to explain it. Scientists don't want to necessarily use God to explain it, and they want to say why, how. And the multiverse theory is the one that does that.
You don't need to understand the theory of the multiverse to feel the weight of time and eternity and space when you sit among the stones and signs. Charles describes this as a landscape worthy of the ancients. This is his great artistic skill, to find paths between science and spirituality, and to look for meaning. And in this particular patch of ancient land, near the town of Sankar on the River Nith and Dumfriesshire, you're both rooted in history and freed by imagination.
Sankar means crossroads, among many other old things it means, old seat it means. And it's the crossroads of the Nith Valley, which is the low road going north, north-south, and the high road, which is the Southern Upland Way, which goes all the way from the west coast to Edinburgh. So you take the high road, I take the low road, and we cross the site. Well, they've been doing that for 4,500 years.
Where does this connection with landscape come from with you? I'm intrigued. I mean, you grew up in New England. Were you the kind of boy who was outdoors all the time and exploring and you know, not coming home until late at night? Where does this love come from?
Well, yes, it's true that it comes from Cape Cod. And it's an idyllic place. I was brought up in a house on an island called Bounbrook Island, and every day I'd look out of my sister's window and I could see a panorama of about 50 miles, actually, over the sea to Boston. On a clear day, I could see Boston. So I hadn't thought until you asked me that maybe that's been a great inspiration always. My father, who was a composer of music, bought this ground for very little money, and he built a house in... His brother designed it, and it was in the middle of undisturbed nature all around us. I suppose you could say it was like Versailles, in the sense you could see the whole universe around you, and no people. And my father's composer didn't want a lot of noise around, and wanted the quietness of that. So that was obviously in my stomach.
Black holes, supermassive in their scale, might tear our future Earth from that serene orbit she's held, jolt her form terrene to some alternate universe far away, after our short human race is run.
Everything about this site shouts cosmic, and what I've tried to do here is to unpack that idea bit by bit and root people in the idea, because landscape is the art form above all, that where you're using nature to feel nature, to represent nature, to think about nature. Why do gardeners garden? In a way, metaphysically, they garden to help things grow and to find their place and nurture it. And I think that's what landscape and gardening can do. You know, painting can't do that. Sculpture can't even, although I use sculpture. And meaning is important. I have to say that when you go into a landscape that you know is meaningful, you look for more meaning, and you find meanings that I never intended. And a meaningful landscape is something that leads the mind on and the imagination on. And I think you have to appeal to the brain and the mind in a landscape, and that's what I try to do.
In cosmic time, there, undiminished, we'll be as shadows, alien avatars, when we again are but the dust of stars.
You can see images of the Croic multiverse at studio360.org. A version of that story first aired on BBC Radio 3.